Candy says that. Ooh, my chair just broke again. God. If y'all heard that, that was the sound of my chair breaking and me lowering like 6 inches on one side, but still looking good. The hair is still laid. Tell them about the unit.
Laid within an inch of its wigotry. I mean, really, really beautiful. The coloring is just stunning. It's sort of this rainbow, green, yellow, pink, up into a natural, like,
don't
root.
Forget the orange.
Oh, there's some orange in there.
And then the natural side, she's got blonde on the bottom, because you know me.
Oh, you know, just for dimension, you know.
Honey,
dimension,
she's got tracks, she's got eye tips.
Yeah.
She's got thighs and hips. She is the wig today.
Really, really stunning.
Your wig is nice, though, too. I like
thank
this.
Thank you.
This is that platinum pixie with the pink that you ran through it for your finale, right?
I did, yes.
But
I
threw a Mitzi on with it.
Two Mitzis, yes.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah. I mean, girl, I'm hoarding my wigs by vanities now because they're, you know, I mean, the wig shortage, the great
Honey,
wig shortage of 2021.
The end of wig days.
Yeah.
Forever Dog.
Race chaser, woo-hoo. Race chaser, yeehaw. Race chaser, woo-hoo. Race chaser, yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's
Drag Race.
Starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning! Girl, she's late for her cue again. Second week in a row. Get her together. Tell her she's off cast.
A little bit of love.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, Alaska. My name is Willem.
Just reading the outline word for word today. My processing is a little bit behind.
What
the fuck happened last week on Drag Race?
Well, the girls got behind celebrity witch Char Margolis. They had a celebrity psychic reading challenge, and the girls got supposedly paired up with whoever they were supposed to be with. Candy and Gottmik did their thing, taking in fashions, putting on fashions, putting on faces of fashion. Bard Blessings Bureau was employed. Utica and Simone were the winners, though. They did like a BAPS meets Martha Graham sculpture, I Am Body museum piece.
It's called Soft Sculpture. I don't know if you've heard of this. I don't know if you went to college, but it's called Soft Sculpture.
Just creating shapes with the fabric. Yeah, it was amazing. Denali and Olivia's trading spaces experiment didn't work as well, and Denali was sent home. But everybody thinks Olivia should have got sent home when they were asked on the main stage. So you're all caught up, and this episode's called Pop.
Caught up. Pop goes
the queen.
Usher,
yeah, this
perhaps?
Episode's called Pop Goes the Queens.
Oh, Pop Goes the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a joy it is. We get a lipstick message from Denali. It says, Clara, Clara, over any gold medal crown or cash prize, my sisters were the greatest reward. Ass of 13, off to get some D. Later, skaters, love, Denali.
Oh. Wow.
So she's the ass of 13?
Oh, I thought she was like making a joke out of like class of 13, like they were the 13th season. But yeah, I guess ass of 13 means she was the ass girl of 13. She was the booty cake girl of 13? Really?
When I think of, you know, voluptuous, curvaceous behinds of this season, I
Candy's
think Denali,
the body girl.
Well, but I think Denali is, I think in that department, I think she does win this.
Wait, hold on. Candy's on the line. She wants to fight you.
Do you think I'm arrogant?
She said, first of all, these cakes are made in the Bronx daily.
Excuse me. Have I been arrogant to you?
Or you? Well, Miss Thing, I don't listen to people that aren't in the top.
If you don't have star quality, you can leave.
Olivia feels bad that Denali went home.
But she's smiling through it.
Honestly, seeing all 32 of those pearly whites and looking gorge. Yeah. But she does a piss poor job at cleaning the mirror.
It's hard. I mean, I've never had to clean off the lipstick from a lipstick message before. So I don't, but it appears to be difficult to get, you know, matte red, Ruby Woo lipstick off of glass.
She never wiped a lipstick message. We'll be back after this brag. A break. She wants to... Yeah, it is tough. You got to put some elbow into it.
Yeah. Lipstick is a pain in the ass, dude. It doesn't move.
Yeah. The next day, Candy said that she has been getting shortchanged at gigs for her whole career. And then they have this math competition that she loses at twice.
That basically. Was me making a joke.
What is that? I didn't understand what she was referencing.
She was trying to say, Candy was saying that she thought one of the girls had $25,000, but in reality, it was $2,500. And then there was like some decimal point action and explaining like how many numbers go into each of those numbers to her. And maybe she's a visual learner and she needed to write it out because she wasn't getting it when they were explaining it. But who cares?
It's fine. Still don't understand. Who has $2,500? I thought they win $5,000 tips. Nobody, you have to pay taxes on it.
No, from the mini challenge, I think Tina had won. Like someone had won $2,500, and Candy was like, "Wow, you got $25,000!" They were like, "No, girl."
Then
I attempted a joke here in the outline.
Well, next time highlight that so we know.
We get a video message from Mother RuPaul who says, America's next drag superstar needs to have a J-O-B if she wants to be the T. So how are you going to get up in all this gig, girl? It literally could mean nothing. It could mean anything.
Honey, I wish it was a Lady Red tribute. That would have been nice.
Right. This is one of those video messages that they're like, we don't know what the challenge is going to be. Just say something weird and draggy. Just put some drag on and just be a drag queen.
Yeah. Rue does it. She
does.
She launches right into this workroom. She says, do you want to play? Are you smarter than the pit crew?
Yeah.
And the girls do. And we got some boys back. We got Jason Carter.
Yes.
From season 3. I think she joined up was her first season, maybe.
We live, laugh, love.
A single-digit season girl. We love her. We got Bruno. Mm-hmm. And Bryce is there, too. Mm-hmm. And
Bryce-ington.
The first question up is, Alaska and Lanesha Sparks dragged up a doll and named her what? She's back on the show. Another episode's appearance.
Wow. Lil Pound Cake is gone but not forgotten. And the dolls, I will let you know, are not gone and shouldn't be forgotten. You can go on over to AlaskaThunderfuck.com and buy your talking Lil Pound Cake doll today.
You're not my real dad.
Yeah, very that.
Yeah, Lil Pound Cake needs a Coogan account because I think her parents are going to spend all her money.
Right, exactly. See, I like that they did this, and I felt like we invent RuPaul's Drag Race trivia?
I mean, I feel like we regularly misstate and mislead people to think we did.
We didn't. Well, what was the timeline? Because didn't we do a live stream event money, and we did Drag Race trivia?
I blocked 2020. Something maybe.
Right. It's all.
You know, when I have a wig on, I can't. I have no mind for numbers.
I don't know that we did trivia on a live. We did.
We invented it.
We did it on Patreon. We did it as a bonus video.
Oh, paywall pussy girls.
Yeah, paywall puss.
Ooh, paywall puss.
Work this puss. This. See, talk about Drag Race trivia.
I think it's work this pussy. Because it's work this pussy.
Work this pussy.
Yeah. The next question is season 9, the queen's makeover who? And someone gave the answer a cameraman. And then Sarge, Peppermint's little daughter.
Yeah.
No, the fresh one. She throws up her leg behind the camera and she's wearing a red pump, a red glitter
pump.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Pleaser. She was pleasing.
You know, I'm glad that the camera crew has shoes. The pig crew does not, but they put the camera crew in heels. So I want to know who provided the shoes. Was it Fierce Drag Shoes?
Was it fiercejewels.com /chaser?
/chaser90. What was the untucked lounge called in the earlier seasons? I mean, that's such a softball.
Easy, yeah.
Anyone knows it's the interior delusions lounge.
The catchphrase?
Or as RuPaul said, the inferior delusions lounge.
That's where girls in the bottom go.
Girl.
Utica missed Bam, though. Come on. Like, how do you not know Bam?
That's insulting to the House of Mateo. That's
insulting to the franchise.
She should tweet a formal apology for that.
Honestly.
Bam! I'm a drag queen, baby!
Poppy, I want you to come home!
And then how did that... There must have been some clever producing going on with the math and the this and the that and the other thing. Because Candy Muse had trouble with a math question in the early table chats.
Girls, and talk about math.
Then went on to win the trivia challenge by doing a math question. This is redemption. This is a story arc all within the first 10 minutes of the episode.
I think Candy Muse and Meesh are the same person because they're both producing. I think Meesh has finally made it onto the stage as Candy Muse.
Great.
And she's producing for her way from the inside.
I am not mad. And Candy wins the $2,500 gift card from JJ Malibu Underwear.
Yes. Ooh. Or was it $25,000?
Nothing comes between me and my JJ Malibus.
The least of all, punctuation. This maxi challenge is all about branding. And bitch, I don't know anybody who's done it better than you. Name the soda, you come up with the catchphrase, design the can, create a 45-second commercial to sell the soda. Your pound cake commercials were brilliant. I remember them. But anyway, I'm getting off track. Let me talk about the maxi challenge this week when we come back from this break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack and they have that song about time and it makes me like cognizant that like life is finite and you should like try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Stars series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. We're back.
Oh, okay. I was like, are we starting our break now? We're back. See, I'm at the wrong... I didn't even clock in.
I don't know. Oh, I love that cactus. Is that a FabFitFun cactus cooler?
This is a FabFitFun cactus cooler. Keeps me cool when I cast.
It matches your outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Just girly things.
Oh my gosh. So this maxi challenge is all about branding. This is what drag queens do, okay? We take a thing, we put our name on it, we put our likeness on it, and then we sell it for way too much money. This is the cornerstone of
drag.
The economy of drag, as I know it. So this is really fun, and they get to do a soda. This is such a fun... I love these type of challenges.
This is like such a real world challenge because this is something we actually do in the real world. So the fact that this is in there, good. You know, it's not dressing up like a dog and then answering poli sci questions, as I've said once before. But this is useful. And the girls are like sharing ideas with each other. Olivia doesn't see Tina's commercial as like a commercial. Tina's just got like a lot going on. So they're foreshadowing early that Tina's got like a lot. And Olivia's like, ooh, okay, Tina. And then Tina thinks that Rosé is trying to be perfect by not being perfect, by making fun of her being perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
That.
She's making fun of the fact that she gets called a perfectionist and everything like that. Utica wants to lick the can to get the flavor of the soda.
Which is different.
I will be happy to go the whole season without seeing somebody's fucking tongue in a camera shot. I have a thing about tongues. I don't like looking at them.
I like my can licked.
I bet you do, dollface. Got Mick is leaning into the giving no fucks attitude to create a drink that makes you feel delusionally gorgeous. And also learning the logistics of creating a storyboard out of order.
This is so smart that they're making these bitches storyboard, walking into the commercial like armed with like the best tool possible so you can communicate your ideas through like pictures, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like how Candy does math.
Yes. And then there's another video message alarm. And who is it? But so everyone's like, what is this? What's going on? But it was a video conference call from Jada Essence Hall.
The essence of beauty in the reigning season 12 queen. Legends.
She lets the girls know the best challenges she had on Drag Race were the ones where she was just letting loose and having fun. And she said, you are responsible for your experience on the show.
She's right. That is 100% the tea. She encourages the girls to get out of their heads and work hard and believe that they'll make it to the end. And I love what she said. She's like, I saw myself as top four. No, top four gets the same amount of episodes as the winner, so... Top four is the goal, I think.
That was tea for me. Like, I was like, I was scared of going home, but I was also like, I didn't see it as an option to even go home before the final in my mind.
Sure.
Delusionally gorge.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, you want to visualize it. I mean, I knew I was going home.
You had a meeting about it ahead of time.
Meeting in the latest.
I think some girls go on to Drag Race and they're like, well, I'll be fine if I make it to episode six. Like, no, don't go into it with that even as your attitude. Right.
Yeah,
so I thought it was really cool that she was like, no, I said, I'm going all the way, baby.
And I don't appreciate at all that her eyeline was like looking down the whole time. They should have done a different eyeline for her, like the essence of beauty looking down the whole time. She should have been like,
she's on a pedestal. She's on a pedestal,
honey. Well, the camera shouldn't have been.
the
girls don't wear green. This is the point where any girl that was going to wear green or has green eyes or green fluorescent neon makeup on is fucked. Green contacts.
Truly, your hair would be keying out right now.
Exactly.
The bottom tips of your hair would be a picture of Tokyo, the city skyline right now.
Oh, no, that's New York.
No. That's Tokyo. I must say the green screen technology has advanced so greatly since I was on Drag Race. We had like a very like flat, on season 5, we just had a very flat, you know, which is why I chose white. I was like, I just wanted to be like a nothing background. But like this, they have like moving environments. It's like they're inside the volume shooting The Mandalorian. Like it's very, very high tech. The commercials end up looking really, really great.
They
directed under the artful direction of Ross and Carson.
And honestly, I don't know who edited them, but it feels like very like the style, like the quick, flashy, like great graphics. If it's like Pete and like the kids down in the basement, good on y'all, because this was sickening. Like the commercials, like the girls, like if we had resources like this on season 4, I would have won the magazine challenge.
If I had the dollars. If I had the dollars. You know, Paris is Burning.
Is it about the stealings?
But if I had the dollars, she's talking about like how she has exquisite taste and like she always looks great. But like
Octavia?
If she had the dollars, no, I think it was Peppa.
The girl with the fur.
I think it was Peppa.
I don't remember that part. Tina has come in and she's wearing, I feel like what she put her makeover of Rosé in.
Yeah,
like she had like the next episode to wear that. She's wearing that for the commercial, and she's very Ethel Merman, like big broad New York gal doing that whole gig, the Tina gig,
the housewife thing. Which I feel like, and please correct us if I'm completely speaking out of my ass, but I it called to mind sort of the princess or was it Dita Ritz or both? In the commercial challenge on season 4, they both sort of went with like a housewife angle.
And they both
kind of got dog walked for it. I feel like the housewife thing on the commercial statistically doesn't do great.
Wow, new facts. Go, Jake Anse, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Jake Anse?
Cut to next week, okay? Oh, we've received a letter from multiple people who have said, no, Alaska, housewives have traditionally won Drag Race. So I don't know, but that just came to my mind. It reminded me sort of like that moment.
Mm.
Not only Victoria has a secret.
And I refuse to say it any other way. It was so weird. It was like watching a parrot get smacked in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Just not right.
I know. It's hard.
The best thing ever is that Rosé's Jan robe was able to be cleared because it was an image originally from Drag Race. And she got to wear it. She comes out wearing a Jantasy official robe.
The Jantasy. I have one of these robes. Nick gave it to me for my birthday present.
Oh, I follow your gram. I know.
Oh, you follow the gram?
I saw you post on the grid, girl.
Drop it on the grid, gorge, girl.
I'm a put on some stuff.
Olivia.
Olivia. She has her tiny little purse, at least.
She does.
And not a big fur and a red wig.
It was an epic journey.
Denali has that.
And they gave her the note of, we need to see the character development, so don't be smiling the whole time. Wait to give the smile until after you receive the soda.
But, like, some people just can't not smile. Like, I'm always smiling in drag. Because, like, usually there's something reflective, like a mirror or, like, someone's glasses, and I'm looking at myself. That's why I smile a lot.
I see myself
in the eyes of all the fans. I'm kidding. Simone, like the instant she walks on, the first line, it's like barrel laughs. I'm sure the crew was losing it too. And that's like, if Carson and Ross were just like, she killed it. And
so
she
funny,
looked sickening.
So natural, so gorgeous, so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Utica somehow manages to get a cow. Now, didn't you ask for some ridiculous prop and they didn't furnish it for you? Or was that somebody else?
A drill.
And they said no.
Yeah, they said no. I asked for, I asked to go get double stick tape from the dressing room and they wouldn't let me. And I was like, y'all, because I was trying to get the lampshades to stay on my guy's head for the for my sugar walls.
They got you. They got
They got my sugar walls. Utica is playing with an inanimate object, putting her mouth all over it, on the floor, doing Utica things. And then she drops her soda and it explodes. And it's the best moment of the commercial. And she's like, did you get it? Because honestly, like, it just, it didn't feel like something that was going to read. It felt like a long setup for whatever your drink was.
Yeah. And she also was like, after she dropped the can, she was like, did we get that on camera? Can we use that? And then Carson and Ross just looked at her like, how dare you? Why would you? If you've ever been on a set for anything, the take that something crazy goes wrong is usually fierce, and you do want to keep it in. But they looked at her like she was just like proposing the most audacious, and like, how dare you even suggest that we keep that footage? the K special.
I didn't get that this was about K until the runway when they showed the commercial and it showed him floating. I did not realize. And as a ketamine user, for me not to understand it was about K, because when she told Rue it was the K special and she instantly said K for candy, I was like, oh, it's for candy, her name. And it didn't think about ketamine, but it was ketamine because like feet were up in the air, couldn't feel the legs. Like she got the K special. And
she did.
She is lapping up milk from the floor in a leopard outfit with a beret and a stole. She's making the boys do like crazy things. It's
you might
so
recognize
funny.
This look from Sitting Alone in the VIP. It's one of her fashion looks. She's referencing it because in the video, she's in a club talking about the VIP. And then in her commercial, she's in the club talking about the VIP. So.
Oh. Yes. I see. Okay.
This is one of Brandon. Those special. Exactly. Definitely branding. This is one of those moments where you can sneak in some bullshit, like a drug reference, and get it by and get it on TV. That's pretty fierce. I love those moments.
K's for candy. Gottmik has a Gottmik's Got Sex sex juice. Which is, she bought all the vowels and he bought all the continents. Her drink is a delusional confidence booster, but maybe the message isn't so clear. That's what our outline says. she has an idea in her head of how it's working, and it's like an elevated idea. And RuPaul, you know, gets it in the end, we see kind of.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I mean, we'll talk about it, I guess, I thought this was fucking funny. And sarcasm is really hard to do, but this was sarcasm, and it was really, really funny. Okay. Well, I'm going to pop open a can of Gottmik's Got Sex sex juice, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
The mirror chats the next day are where some of the girls are like, well, if the judges get it, if they like it, they're trying to figure out what the judges like and what they won't like.
Well, I did great. It was so much fun. And I think I'm going to do really good. How about you? I did great. I had so much fun. And I think I'm going to do really good. How about you?
So you don't think you did the worst? Candy asks what people's brands are back home, and we immediately get the Tina does flames, and then was this in Untucked where Rosé was saying I'm definitely funnier than Tina, or was in the main episode? So, and then Rosé and Tina go back and forth, and it's hilarious. It's like two like kind of like she rivals going at it, and Rosé says she's a comedian, and Tina's like, well, that's a joke.
Wow. Yeah. Candy, of course, is the firecracker of the group. She's loud. And we love that.
Yeah, there's some backstory that she gives that she was gay bashed in seventh grade, where she got her arm broken by some kids. And that trauma in her past kind of explains why she's so quick to defend herself and like to be so fierce about like, you know, sticking up for herself, even with Tamisha. Because if you remember correctly, Tamisha Iman was coming for her.
Yes, to show Candie what she can do.
Yes.
For sure. But everyone, sort of all of her sisters are sort of like, we appreciate hearing this part of your story because it gives us a fuller picture of Candie. And because, I mean, I've always known her as like a sweet, hilarious, lovely, you know, outgoing person. And literally, she definitely is that.
In the AAA Girls documentary, there's a point where we ask all the girls from the Input mm-hmm. Ho girls, and they said, tell us what you think about the AAA girls. And she looked right in the camera and she said, the AAA girls are rotted. Believe everything that you've heard. Like, it's just one of those things where you're like, huh, thank you. Thank you so much. You see us.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. So I think the workroom kind of sees Candie. And Got Mitchell. Got Mick says that Rosé looks like a bridge troll currently. And when she was all red, she was kind of scary.
You know, when you but fall asleep in the tanning bed, it's just, it's a disaster. No, the ears, it was very like, the putting on ears completely changes your whole ass fucking head. Like, I put on big ears in the anus video and painted myself completely blue, and I looked like a fucking troll doll. Like, it's really, really cool. I loved it, but it like totally changes your whole gig. I loved her ears.
Here's the ear girl.
She's the ear. Now, back in New York, I'm known as the ear girl. Oh, I'm the ear girl. I my ears are bigger than hers. I'll go out and say it.
Gottmik says he feels like he's going to have to cross a bridge and have to pay a toll to get by Rosé.
Very that.
He said, and then Rosé says, have a little laugh, have a kiki, baby, because in about 40 minutes, good luck crossing that bridge, mama. Oh.
Damn.
She says the beauty will be present.
She said.
The beauty was present on the main stage where we have RuPaul appearing.
Yeah.
So good. Classic Ru, like boudoir mm-hmm. lace with sequins over like a nude undersuit. She looks sickening.
I adore this. I adore every second of it. I love the whole thing.
The eye was so smoky.
The face, the hair. The hair is moist, honey. It is.
She brought her friend Michelle. Michelle looks nice. She's in like a seafoam, which kind of inspired this eye.
Oh.
I saw it on her and I was like, I need to break out my seafoams and let them know.
Seafoam things.
Seafoam things.
Let's get into this runway. The category is
Beach
Couture. This is fun. This is such a fun challenge.
Utica comes out first and she's giving me like sexy goat meets witch.
She
devil.
Took the she took the snuggler right off the rack and she's keeping warm. It is very cold on the set,
honestly.
I love this look. I thought she looked really cool and really scary and really like editorial.
Yeah, I just wish the hair would had like a bump in the back because it's just a little flat and it could use some scale because she's so tall. But it's gorgeous. Is it the most beastly? I don't know.
Yeah, probably not. Now, speaking of beasts, Candie Muse has her dear friend Alien attached to her, and she's doing motion capture.
It feels very Bikala. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's Bikala. This green bodysuit with a little purple and green man on the back. I don't care because she's wearing Coverboy glitter, so I'm shouting her out there. That blue balls glitter and ding, then the ding, roller ding. Ring. Yeah, she looks fucking great. She was given mug, honey. All that face.
She was.
I love it.
She was selling it for me. I mean, she does look like she's filming the movie Cats and they're going to just put a CGI world around her.
Did you see the photo where they put Kimora's face on the little doll?
Bless.
Oh my gosh. Tina Bernter. Yeah. Is doing like a patchwork kind of Sid from Toy Story putting toys together.
This does not say beast for me. This says weird stuffed animal or doll.
Right, like kind of Nutcracker, kind of like toy.
Yeah.
Toy moment rather than beastly.
But it swims on her. This is the first time she's ever looked petite. Honestly.
She's foolish thick in this costume.
She looks so sickening. This should be her shape all the time. She looks great.
She's thick like the new fucking King Kong in the King Kong versus
Godzilla. March 31st, bitch. I am so excited for that. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Jesus. Miss Simone comes out in this Marco Atelier outfit.
Foolish.
Honey, let me tell you.
Foolish games tearing me apart. I adore this. It's funny. It's sexy. It's smart.
The scale of it.
Yeah. It's so good. It's really phenomenal. The detail, the brown sort of glove and legging boot kind of. I'm obsessed. And she just put it out on a t-shirt. So you can buy the Foxy t-shirt.
I already bought the Sweet Tooth necklace. It's $38. Work. And you too can get it at My Best Judy Merch.
Ding!
Ding! Who's next on the runway?
My Best Judy Merch! Bring it to the Got Mick. Monster face, scary puppet, eyes, teeth. I love this kind of thing.
You know who designed it, right?
Yeah.
Marco.
Word. Turning it.
The teeth and Simone's hooves are made out of the same kind of like thing. Like he was shaving it.
That's so fierce.
In the middle of like June, it was like a snowstorm in the backyard here.
Wow.
It was so cool watching him make these things. Gottmik looks sickening. She's like a three-eyed runway tooth mouth bitch thing. And it's working. Signature so pasty. Cool. She must have those pasties in every color.
Truly. And the makeup is always an event with Gottmik. And I mean, you could just get into the details. That fucking eyebrow is just wild.
Oh, it should be noted every time.
Yeah, deeply. Olivia is giving us, you like how I look in the aqua blue aqua monster?
It feels Doctor Who-ish for me. Or sorry.
Horton hears who?
Whoville. Yeah, if it gives Whoville.
Or like
Thundercat.
Right.
You know?
It
Blue
is
Thundercat
very,
lady.
Yeah. I mean, I like a little bit of like grit and grime on my monster if I'm thinking of a beast.
Yeah, it's a little clean.
Yeah, but that's her vibe. I mean, she likes things that are, you know, bright and lovely and colorful.
The New York girls this year, they're all magpies. They love bright colors and clean lines and things because Rosé comes out in, a red version of the blue thing that Olivia just wore, basically. Like, big shoulder, different color.
Well, the Pokemon evolution, I think.
Definitely. It's cuter. It's got a better shape. I love it a little more, but...
Fur thighs are turning it. The ears, the hair, the beautiful bodysuit, the sort of protrusions that are coming off of it all around. Doesn't she have long fingers?
Mm-hmm. This is the best she's looked on the show.
Yeah.
She looks
sickening. She's turning it. She turned it today.
You want to look soft? Paint yourself red. Wear red hair. Wear a red outfit. Oh, big red shoulders too, bitch. She looks great, Rosé. You look sickening. Evil devil fur monster. Puss.
Right. From hell. We get a chance to watch the commercials. We kind of talked about these already.
A little bit.
Utica, are you sad? Lick this can of soda.
The K special was a VIP section in a can, and the soda included milk and also noteworthy, probably ketamine references heavily.
Right. Wink, wink. Burning up. I thought this was funny. I love how she kept saying, from hell.
Hell.
Or get, what is she, what was
hell
she saying?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, are you trying to make an emergency catchphrase, though?
I liked it.
Well, you caught it. It's your phrase.
I thought it worked.
That could be your thing now.
Hell yeah.
Sweet Tooth, there's Simone bags on My Best Judy 2. Brown paper bags that say Simone on them. There's a set of four for $10. Very affordable. I got those too.
So cute.
The Sweet Tooth soda is a get. Everybody wants it. You buy two, you get a gold tooth free.
Right.
I'm here for it.
so good, so funny. She's and it was a really fucking smart jokes about like fucking your teeth falling out and soda being horrible for you and cardiac arrest.
She was speaking truth and it came across wonderfully.
Exactly.
Got mixed sexy sex juice.
I loved this commercial. I thought it was so funny because she started out doing the thing and then she felt bad about it. And then she did the exact same thing, but just felt different about it. I loved it. I thought it was transcendent.
I loved it, too. I think Ross and Carson had to be critical of everybody somehow. And maybe they didn't get it. Maybe it was a little too highbrow for them.
Yeah, perhaps.
Or lowbrow. I don't know which way. I don't know where to draw the brows.
Or squiggle
thin brow.
Brow
thin
lift.
Brow,
fox feather brow lift.
Yeah. Live.
Are you ready to live? This search for the happiness in a can Olivia was selling did not really translate for the judges, I don't think. Did it?
She was walking in heels across the Mojave Desert. All smiles. Enjoying it.
We need to see when you smile.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's that girl, she has a beautiful smile, you might as well use it. Mm-hmm. But they thought it was too much.
Too much smile. The Roseade hangover cure commercial was great. Oh, everybody laughed. It was at that point where I was like, oh, that was really good, but Simone has to win too.
Yeah,
so I was like, poor Rose. So,
well, why don't we find out how this all shakes down right after this break?
Oh, work. You know the ending, huh?
Well, another season, another crown. The UK RuPaul's Drag Race franchise has just crowned a winner, and our resident chop divas, Manila and Latrice, are chatting with special guest,
Jinx Monsoon!
We share one brain. But speak in perfect unison.
Are there two of you or three of you? I couldn't tell 18. From the edit.
18, darling. Hey, go listen to The Chop with Latrice and Manila right now.
And with special guest, Jinx Monsoon.
It's Latrice Royale.
And I'm Manila Luzon.
And this is your UK Minute.
On episode 10, it's the grand finale, and we've got a top four performance. Were you impressed?
No comment. No comment. The queens come out in their best top four eleganza, but one queen has to go. Did the right one lead?
I don't know.
Also, we find out who won Drag Race UK and are joined by a very special guest. Who is it, Manila?
It's Jinx Monsoon!
Yes! For Drag Race recaps and more, check out The Chop every Tuesday here on The Mom Network.
Lawrence Chaney!
Spoiler.
Oh, sorry. So we're back to the US of A Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And the judges basically... Dog Walk Utica's commercial. But it's always great when at the end they're like, her outfit was pretty. But yeah.
It was scattered. It was disjointed. It was it was intense. She was like sucking a cow's dick. I mean, it was.
Which sounds like fun things to do if you were on candy soda. So if you had a little candy soda before you watched Utica's commercial, you might get Utica's commercial because they love Candy's commercial with these drug references and double entendres. You know, RuPaul lives for that kind of bullshit.
They also were like, also, your outfit is the ugliest thing we've ever seen in the history of Drag Race. Moving on. You did great. Anyway, moving right along.
I mean, like, the outfit might have been ugly, but Candy was not ugly. Candy was beautiful. Well, and the outfit was featured. She was walking art to me. Like, it wasn't an outfit. It was bigger than an outfit. It was art.
Okay.
Candleys and Musingtons.
Yeah.
Limited.
And Kimora Hall looked great, wrapped around her shoulders. Tina, they liked the outfit. The makeup seemed to be kind of disjointed. Like, it wasn't beastly. It was more dollish. But they wanted to, they said, enough with the flames, honey.
They said they thought her commercial was trying too hard, which is like, you know, kind of kiss of death.
I thought, like, it was funny.
People have different senses of humor, and some people have none.
Michelle literally said flatlining to Tina. She was like, you're flatlining. That honest, was a gag.
Honest feedback is crucial, I think, and Michelle will always give it. I don't fault her for that, because I wasn't really entertained by Tina's commercial either. I would have rather her seen, like, her spoof Ronald McDonald with a soda or something, because that's easier for her and more natural. Like, stop playing, like, Patti LuPone. This overly broad, like, broad. Like, she's funny on her own. Like, if you get her drunk, she is she's funny anyway. But, like, when she's not that character, this boasty, like, fake voice character, you know, I think she's funnier. But that's just me, I think. And the judges all think Simone is funny. Simone, they killed. Yeah. Everybody was laughing. Her look is, like, getting 11s from everybody.
Yeah.
And she nailed the branding challenge, basically, they're telling her.
Absolutely. Got Mick. Everyone loves the runway look, but they said the name of the soda was not memorable and hard to say. And it had too many words in the title.
Hurts their little brain.
I've never heard of such a thing. irony is a hard thing to nail. And the commercial was missing a different look from the characters before and the character after. Okay.
I thought she could have changed her hair, or maybe a nail change. Put on an accent nail.
Just one accent.
Just one accent nail. I did
change looks. I changed my ring finger nail. You guys didn't even notice.
Wow. Well, it's all in the details. Olivia is told that her runway is pretty, but it's unexpected and new for Olivia. Ross says her commercial wasn't fully thought out, which is, I kind of agree with him on that. She's just all smiles, you know? And even when they're telling her she's doing bad, she still looks pretty and not that unhappy.
Right. And I feel like, I mean, is Olivia, I mean, she really went there with the mime thing. I don't think she's a queen who's afraid to get, like, dirty and, you know, kind of dig in. But I think she just didn't fully go there in this commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. Rosé is told that she's the best actor out of all the girls and that her commercial showed a more vulnerable side, and Michelle doesn't normally get to see that, you know. Ross and Carson said that she was a joy on set and they loved her look because she wasn't swallowed by a big ruffle coat or a square of ruffles.
And she kind of made fun of that in her commercial. She was like,
she brought out that gray frosted mini wet
ruffly thing.
Yeah. That was funny.
Can I ask, because you both are so good at, like, creating internet content and, like, branding and selling products, which you both have, does that sort of storytelling come naturally to you, or did you have to learn it?
I think of stuff that I would want, and then I make it. I don't, like, have a plan.
Really, but about not sharing it, about selling it with people.
Like the sign-out sheet?
No, like this challenge.
Like coming up with the structure. I mean, my brain definitely works in fucking commercial.
We did, like, come up with Courtney's pillowcase too, me and you, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was a me and you. And we're still waiting for our residuals.
Oh, wow. I leave residuals on it when I go to sleep with my makeup on it.
Honey, I'm calling
much.
Wendy.
No, I mean, I grew up on fucking commercial, like TV where you had to watch the commercials. You did not have a choice. And so like the infomercials late at night or after the cartoons on Sunday morning, like all that fucking garbage nonsense is living rent free inside my brain at all times.
Oh, yeah. I could totally sing like a Captain Crunch theme song from like
work.
I'm sure.
Oh, and speaking of that, they each got to record their own little jingle at the end, and they were so good, all of them.
RuPaul was singing Simone's jingle as her commercial mm-hmm. was ending. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's no surprise that Simone won $5,000, and then Rosé also won. It was a tie.
Yes, yes.
And the ever so deserved.
Yes, the safe divas are Candy, Olivia, and Got Mick. And leaving the bottom two as Tina Bernter and Utica.
Now, I watched this at first, and I thought that Tina was killing it. I thought Tina was going to stay.
I thought so, too. She was dressed for it.
Utica definitely made some... he made me laugh out loud a couple times with some of the faces he was pulling and stuff. Or she was pulling. They were pulling. But I this was a surprise to me. Tina was great. I would have tipped Tina.
Yeah.
Sure. Tina would have gotten a tip.
She did that fucking slide down the runway. She was dressed like a giant-assed
You could tell she's done that song before. It was that kind of good. She hit it all.
Yeah.
She killed it.
You know, you know, we sort of left with a really high note with Tina Bernter. She
honestly
went out really funny, really classy, looking great. Great lip sync performance. It was really close. And
yeah, what a great way to leave! Like having killed it that much that people are like, "Oh, we thought you were going to stay," but who knows why? Neither of them was going to win at this point.
Right.
Utica still could. Who knows? But in Untucked, Utica kind of realizes that her commercial was bad and she missed the mark. That's what she says on the top.
Rosé is assuming that Simone is going to win, but this challenge helped her learn to loosen up in the competition.
There's not enough yelling in this Untucked for me at all, really.
Shouting and screaming.
Bickering and bantering.
Punches and kicks.
Fumes and furiosities.
Oh, they did get a little into it, Tina and Rosé.
That got snippy. That wasn't a fight. That was just snippy. Yeah. Honey, those were the tiny dogs at the dog park. Snippy.
And then Rosé sang her retort, which I guess, I don't know if
that's
that
what
makes
you
it...
just did. Just like,
that's what you just did.
I think that is the most annoying thing anyone's ever done on the show.
Like, oh,
it's beautiful,
damn.
But like, don't make her sing.
That's not softening the blow for Miss Tina at all.
You don't
that
want the blow soft. You
want
to be able to cut it. Don't jump in the pool with the bag. No. Why did you push him in? You ever hear that at a pool party?
What is that? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
The case special.
The case special. Tina leaves the workroom with duffel bags.
Every kiss begins with the case special.
Damn. At Mom Podcast, every kiss begins with K. Please try our K-laced Coverboy products. Suck less
brought
face
to you
and
by
body.
Special guest, Kalise. Kaylee.
Kay Michelle.
Yeah. Oh, she'll
what
be an hour late.
What are we talking about?
Thank you for joining
us
on...
We get a call from Tina's mom. Do you...
Not during Tina's emotional mom call.
Well, I think Tina is crying her lower lashes off, like to filth. Like, and
it wasn't
and
on right to begin with, though, honestly.
Well, no,
it
they
was
were
upside down.
But during the lip sync performance, you could see that they had gotten wet and they had become really piecey. And I was like, oh, it all made sense once I watched Untucked. And I was like, they got her crying, Mama.
Well,
thank you so much for joining. Peace, Libra.
Thank you!
Do either of you put your drag in duffel bags? No wheels on the luggage?
Yeah, I don't need wheels all the time. I have a hoverboard. I am the wheels.
I like wheels.
Wheels up, honey. Wheels up. Because the race chaser is over. Please put your tray tables up. I'm Willem. And in the main cabin we have...
And I'm Alaska.
And we'd love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe to us and take a moment to leave us a little rating. Ooh.
And you can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod. And our Mom Podcasts account is at Mom Podcasts.
Plus, we have bonus content available at patreon.com/. Hi. 1 second. I'm podcasting. I don't know who you are. Somebody's banging on my door. Plus, we have bonus content available at patreon.com/ I did that part. You can search for Race Chaser content. Slash Willem. We can search for Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser. And we just released a video of us trying gluten-free pizza party in
pizza place. Pizza party. Party. Pizza party. Pizza party.
We ate a whole bunch of pizza looking beautiful. If you ever want to see drag queens eating in drag, this is the place for you.
Your hair was 8 feet tall, though, too.
Yes, of course.
You can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, socially distance yourself, reach out if you want to send us free wigs, and respect each other out in the world.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
K special.
Hey, I'm coming. Let me see who this is.
Every kiss begins with K.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.